Doobies. Doobie Brothers, China Grove, Jason's Classic Cut on a Monday, 10:07. I suspected people might be tepid on calling on this. 406-1360, or timid maybe, 888-455-1360. Yeah, I admit it. I'm about ready to throw in the towel on the gay marriage debate. I believe the things that I prophesize will come to pass, that anybody or however many anybodies who wants to marry will get married, because what federal judge Barbara Crabb ruled on Friday was not a constitutional right to gay marriage. She ruled on a constitutional right to marry whoever you want. Now, she doesn't see it that way, and her ruling is very vague. Now she's gone back to, she's asking the ACLU, all right, it's unconstitutional. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to block? Which is rather strange. J.B. Van Hollen will likely get a stay on the marriages that have already begun in Wisconsin until there's an appeal. This is going to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court. Let me just read a little something before we take calls on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I did share this with you last week. Jennifer Rubin writing in the Washington Post last week, gay marriage disappears as a GOP issue. If you have any doubt that opposition to gay marriage has faded as a viable position for GOP officials and candidates outside red states, you need look no further than Wisconsin, where a conservative favorite, Governor Scott Walker, has thrown in the towel. Governor Scott Walker backed away from his previous support for the state ban on gay marriage, passed in 2006, saying he didn't know if it violated the U.S. Constitution, would still be approved by voters today, or would amount to a big change for the state's values and economy if overturned, making clear he wanted no part of this legal battle in an election year. The Republican governor said he was focused on other priorities, though as governor, Walker is one of the defendants in the lawsuit. He said gay marriage was an issue for Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and the federal judge, not him. Any federal judge, and this was before Crabb's ruling, any federal judge has got to look at the law not only with respect to the state's constitution, but what it means in terms of the U.S. Constitution as well. Again, I'm not going to pretend to tell a federal judge in that regard what he or she should do about it, Walker said. I don't know what allowing gay marriage means. Voters don't talk to me about that. They talk to me about the economy. They talk to me about their kids' schools. And that is with regard to a state ban. Imagine how uninterested Walker and other GOP presidential contenders may be when it comes to weighing in on that issue in the federal level. Since the Supreme Court has essentially sent the issue back to the states, there really is no need to opine on the issue if you're a candidate for federal office. No, because these are ultimately going to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court. They sent it back to the states, but now these federal rulings on the state issues, now she goes on. Walker isn't advocating in favor of gay marriage, nor are most Republicans, but they are saying this is an issue that, frankly, people can decide for themselves. That's my argument. Republicans have already given up on this. Elijah in Green Bay. Elijah, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I was discussing this very subject with my brother over the weekend, and obviously, it's a freedom issue, and I think that's the direction the GOP should approach it, because you're not going to, you know, get that moral argument in our current political arena. So give them the right to have a civil union, but by the definition of, you know, yogurt versus milk, they're both dairy products, but they're not the exact same thing. You could, you know, Governor Walker sadly has backed away from it, but I think if he would come out and say, before Mary Burke's campaign has the ability to corner him and just say, hey, I believe in the freedom to love someone, whether they're the same gender or the different gender, and I want to be able to provide a very legislatively free context for this, but they're not the same thing, so let's come up with a way for same-sex marriages to have the same tax benefits and the same freedoms, but because it's not in substance, by definition, the opposing genders, let's call it something else. I just think, like you said earlier, it's a slippery slope when you start, you know, calling everything marriage, you know?
But here's my argument, and this is what a lot of conservatives don't want to admit. We've already, I believe we have lost the debate to the point where that slippery slope is going to happen. I think the genie is already out of the bottle. What Crabb ruled is you have a right to marry whoever you want. She doesn't want to characterize it that way, Elijah, but that's what she's done. She has said, if you love someone, you can marry them. That's exactly the slippery slope. I know. No one's going to admit that's what she ruled. Those who support same-sex marriage, thanks a lot for the call, somehow foolishly believe that's all it does. If you have a constitutional right to marry someone because they're the same gender, why don't you have a constitutional right to marry two more men? Or two men of the same bloodline? And right away, well, you're saying that's the same thing as gay marriage. I'm saying, yeah, legally, constitutionally, it is. What I'm also saying is, I think we've already lost this fight and just don't realize it. Scott Walker seems to realize it. But don't think I say this lightly, because the destruction of the nuclear family unit in the past 50 years is a big part of why you have what you have today, why society is what it is. And yeah, I'll admit, heterosexual marriage is not very healthy these days. But marriage as we know it, I think the battle's already lost. And I'm not just talking about same-sex marriage. I think what these rulings, state after state after state after state after state, is showing is we've lost. The demonizing of those who said that gay marriage was a corruption of the institution of marriage, President Obama and others finally admitting that they support same-sex marriage. There are conservatives who weren't comfortable with opposing it anyway, and now they have felt comfortable, I was wrong on this. Because of the change in the last few years, perhaps more and more people in their circle of people have come out and they realize, oh, I was talking about someone I know. I never looked at it that way. I think you're trying to fight a fight that we've already lost. And again, I'm not talking just same-sex marriage. I'm talking about marriage as an institution, period. Kevin on the road. Kevin, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I can agree with most everything you've been saying here. I guess the angle I'm looking at is the timing on this. I'm thinking that they went after, you know, pretty close to the midterm elections, forcing, in a sense, these governors to have to agree with them. Otherwise, you know, they won't get reelected. So they win one of two battles. Either they get a governor out for one that's going to fit their agenda, or they're going to get their way. But either way, it's a lose-lose for the candidate. And another thing I'd like to cover, too, is, you know, the abuse of the words love and hate, which really, it bothers me a lot because, you know, what is love? I mean, love, like you said, has no gender, so it shouldn't have an end to the bloodline. It shouldn't have an end to anything of that matter. And if you don't agree with it, well, then it's hate. You know, it's not just a disagreement. It's got to be hate. I mean, I guess, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, and that's yeah. I mean, and I got that from a national liberal group when I said what I said. Well, that means I hate gays, which is just ridiculous. And it's funny how liberals assume that I don't know any gays in my own life. You know, they make that silly assumption. Kevin, here is what's going to be interesting to see. Thanks a lot for the call. If this tightrope act that Governor Walker is trying to pull off, if it succeeds, I don't know. He doesn't want to alienate the conservative base, but he also believes that it's political suicide to defend the ban, which has now been struck down. I think he's going to have to commit more firmly here, one way or the other. I am surprised that Burke hasn't already tried to corner him on this. The Democrats haven't tried more forcefully to corner him on this. And I think at some point he's going to have to decide. He either opposes gay marriage or he supports it. Or, I suppose, he could do what I'm doing, but that would be politically unpopular as well, and say, I still believe marriage is between one man and one woman, but we've lost the fight. That would be a devastating political move, because a politician isn't supposed to do that. I'm being intellectually honest. The fight is over. It is. Brad in Chippewa Falls. Brad, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I somewhat agree with you. I see that public opinion has changed, but why has it changed is the question. And I believe the answer is our media and our weak-kneed pastors and our weak-kneed political people that won't stand up and actually speak to the issue. And give the Center for Disease Control statistics, say why marriage should be the reason that it is marriage. It always has been. It's the word is a word, you know. Why should you have to change the definition of a word just to make people feel better?
I think the biggest reason that tide has turned, Brad, is because of the demonization. What you saw with the Mozilla CEO, that those who would marginalize and destroy you for disagreeing with them now have the upper hand. And not just on this issue, by the way, and that's something else conservatives have to understand. There is, you know, Brad, do you know what the next one is? You know what's the next issue where they are winning in terms of demonizing those who would disagree with them? Any guesses what it is?
I'm sure I know what it is, but I can't think of it right off
the bat. It's pretty obvious. Jason, what do you think it is? What do you think is the next issue where they're already winning by marginalizing those who would disagree? I think it's really obvious. Ryan in Appleton. Ryan, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, with this ruling, will the government be able to force churches who do not believe in gay marriage, force them to marry, or like maybe not have tax-exempt status or something like that? Is there any protection for people who don't want to do it, even though there's an outlet elsewhere that people can get married? Are they going to force more traditional churches to have to perform gay marriages?
Well, now my automatic answer there is they can't, but I guess you can't really just say that anymore, can you? However, I'm pretty sure even the U.S. Supreme Court that we have now would recognize that the First Amendment does protect religions, denominations, from being forced to recognize same-sex marriage. I think the reality is there are so many churches that are split already. Same-sex couples are going to pretty much be able to find a church of almost any denomination, with the possible exception of the Catholic Church, but in performing a marriage. So I don't. Go ahead, Ryan.
A quick follow-up here. Is there any difference in saying, I can't remember which state it was in, but the baking company that was forced to close down because they wouldn't provide a cake for a gay couple, or the photography company? I know those are private companies, but would that precedent hold true with churches?
Again, they don't have the First Amendment protection on religion that churches do. So I would say no, although there are a lot of things, Ryan, that I didn't think I would ever see. So I don't dismiss anything out of hand anymore. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 1020.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.